You're tuned to 89.1 WGLT.org. I'm Laura Kennedy with this WGLT Datebook. COVID-19 hasn't stopped all art in its tracks. The Illinois Art Station has recently struck out on its own to forge a new path in the community. Formerly associated with Illinois State University, the now public nonprofit provides hands-on experiences in visual arts for kids in the community. The Illinois Art Station's new executive director, Laura Jaster, says creating art is valuable for young people in that it allows them to learn about themselves and the world around them.
And it gives them an opportunity to really use their voice through a creative outlet. And so we really hope that we can reach all children in our community, but we do have a special focus on reaching children that would otherwise not have these experiences. So we try to work closely with underserved populations as well.
Laura, you were just named executive director for Illinois Arts Station. What is your vision for the future of the organization?
My vision is really to establish Illinois Art Station as a valuable resource for the community. We have done a lot of really great work, but we can really go beyond that as well. We can really reach a lot more people for our community. And I would love for Illinois Art Station to be something that is a ready thought for community groups, teachers, and families as a place where they can come to have these creative experiences and all of those positive outcomes that come with having those experiences.
Illinois Art Station has been linked with Illinois State University since its inception, but now there's a transition away from that, going independent and establishing a new location. Laura, can you tell me about that?
Yes. So we are very fortunate to have that history with Illinois State and to have had that initial partnership in our founding. And we will continue to partner with Illinois State University. We even now have graduate assistant students who come from Illinois State University, and I think we will continue to have very positive relationships with ISU. But just a month or so ago now, we have established ourselves as a public, nonprofit, independent institution. In a lot of ways, that allows us to just be more flexible and responsive to the community. Now, as an independent entity, we're able to do that. I think it also allows us to really become the community's Illinois Art Station. They get to have ownership in the sense that there's a lot more that we can kind of respond to. So that is really exciting for us. And as you mentioned, we are looking to establishing a permanent facility to house Illinois Art Station. It will be so wonderful to be able to invite people to us and to really create a home.
Well, there on Vernon, you are awfully close to Constitution Trail. Do you see the Illinois Art Station taking advantage of that natural location?
Oh, certainly. I think that this location provides a lot of opportunity for us to have connections with people who are walking along the trail and be able to see us as they come down that pathway and hopefully be intrigued by what they're seeing and want to step into our ground or onto our grounds and come into our space. We're also very close to Uptown. It's a very Uptown Normal. It's an easy walking distance for many people. So I think that we'll also be able to hopefully encourage people who are spending time in Uptown Normal to take a little bit of a walk in our direction and kind of have moments on the trail and also come into our facility from that direction as well.
The Illinois Art Station was involved with the Youth Mural Project in 2019. Do you anticipate other large-scale, colorful works to be added to the community?
Yes, I do. And I hope that we will be able to continue that. These mural projects were such a wonderful moment for IAS, but also for the youth of our community. And I think that they really do a great job of telling our story of both Illinois Art Station as well as the community. And I know that the youth who participated had really meaningful experiences. You know, the wonderful thing about these public art projects is the longevity of that. When people drive past this mural or they walk past the one on the Constitution Trail, you know, they get to participate in that in some way, and that's going to continue long after the project is completed. And so I do hope that we will continue to have these really beautiful, colorful, larger scale public art moments that IAS is spearheading.
That was Laura Jaster, the executive director for the now public nonprofit Illinois Art Station. I'm Laura Kennedy.